BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Friday morning. And so I didn't get to see the debate, the Elizabeth Warren, John Deaton debate. I didn't get to see it because I was out last night in Worcester, but got an email as I was sitting down having my dinner. And I said, oh, what's this all about? It's from the Warren campaign. And it says, Deaton said, all I see is, you know, because your phone doesn't show you everything that shows up in the alert. All I see is, Deaton says he'll drop out of Massachusetts Senate race. I was like, what? So close to the end? How? What? And so then I actually opened the email and they clickbaited me. Liz Warren clickbaited me. But I opened it up and the full title of the email was, Deaton says he'll drop out of Mass Senate race if Warren can prove he said he'd vote for Trump over Biden, comma, Warren has receipts. So kudos to her staff there for using a term that people are using now and not seeming like she's 75 years old. But the basically what happened was, I'm going to read to you, this is coming from the Elizabeth Warren press release, so just keep that in mind. That's where the language is coming from. And one of the more striking moments of the debate, Senator Warren called John Deaton out for saying a year ago he would vote for Donald Trump over Joe Biden and saying he agrees with Donald Trump more than Joe Biden on economic and foreign policy. Deaton accused her of lying and said he would drop out of the race immediately if she could show that tweet. This tweet is public, with a hyperlink to the tweet, showcasing Deaton's comment about Trump versus Biden, quote, if forced between them, I would do what I usually do, and that's vote against the incumbent. He added, I support the foreign and domestic policies under Trump more than Biden's. So they actually included a transcript of what was said. So I will not do this in voices. Senator Warren said, look, you just heard John Deaton say he doesn't support Trump, and yet less than a year ago, when he still lived in Rhode Island, he actually posted online that he would vote for Donald Trump over Joe Biden. He said that he likes Donald Trump's foreign policy better than he likes Joe Biden's. John Deaton, prove that, Senator. Prove that. I'll drop out of the race today. And then Senator Warren says, can I have my time? Reclaiming my time here. He said that he likes Donald Trump's foreign policy better than he likes Joe Biden's. He said that he likes Donald Trump's economic policy better than he likes Joe Biden's. And he now wants to come in front of the people of Massachusetts and just tell a different story. So you can actually read that tweet for yourself. It's still out there. And it's long, so I'm not going to read it. I, you know, they gave us the kind of the pertinent information from that quote. But in this entire long tweet that he wrote, and really it's only commented by fellow crypto investors and people that are in that world, because at the time, John Deaton wasn't a politician as he was writing this. And he even says at the beginning, let me go ahead and cost me some followers. And he said, I don't want either Biden or Trump to win. If forced between them, I would do what I usually do and vote against the incumbent. In the past, I've called myself a conservative Democrat or a liberal Republican, and of course, an independent. I'm not a libertarian per se, but have libertarian viewpoints. I truly believe in freedom and capitalism. Our country is getting further away from both. Now, he put that caveat out before he even made his comments. So for Warren to kind of pull that out was kind of cherry picking. Also, I think that that's a stretch to try to, you know, he's been very vocal in his feelings about Donald Trump and about Joe Biden. And I think it's a stretch to try to pin him now as, see, he's really secretly a Trump guy. Also, this tweet was from, does it have the time, the date that it was posted? November 19th, 2023. People can change their minds in a year. Liz Warren certainly has done that many times before. So I think that that was a little bit of hyperbole. And then to basically make it sound like he said he was going to drop out and I proved it, so now he has to drop out. Come on. But hey, I guess it worked because we just spent 5 minutes talking about it. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. What's going on?
How you doing?
Not bad. So I heard you were talking about a little bit of the tipping, I think, with Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was going through, I already voted. So I, on the questions, so I voted no on 5 specifically because I want to keep the law the way it is. And the reason is because if a waiter or waitress does not make enough in tips to equate to minimum wage, they get the minimum wage. So it really doesn't make a difference.
Right. What they're trying to do is already done.
Right. They already get minimum wage. Why are we going to make it minimum wage plus tips? It's going to be, you're going to make more with tips. And, you know, that was my thinking on that one. And the psychedelic mushroom, I'm all for it. Because if you're not bothering anybody while you're on it, I don't care. Just like alcohol, if you want to drink and you want to get obliterated, that's cool. I don't care. As long as you don't hurt somebody else's property. Doesn't matter to me. MCAS, yeah, that was a real tough one for me. But I voted to actually get rid of it. Because I think if you do get rid of it, it will force the legislatures to actually formulate a better standard going forward. Because if you keep it, it keeps it the same and they don't have to act. Now you're kind of forcing their hand to replace it. I think that's something that we needed to definitely do. And then in regards to Uber, I voted so that they could form a union. And it's not that I want them to form a union or don't want them to form a union, but I believe in the freedom of association and their right to actually, like a freedom of assembly. That's a constitutional right. And I looked at it that way. I looked at it through that prism. Like, if they want to form a union, it's up to them. They should be able to do that. They should have the freedom to do so. We shouldn't be, as the government shouldn't have the ability to kind of like completely block them off and say, no, you can't do that. You can't have the freedom of assembly. So that's regardless if I agree with it or not, that's not my decision to make, and it's not the government's decision to make. It's their decision. So that's where I landed on that one. And then I think
question one? The state auditor's authority to audit the legislature.
Oh yeah, absolutely, 1,000% audit them, audit the crap out of them. That's the duty of that office. And the amount of times that Diane was on Chris's show, she nailed it every single time. Like, she sold it perfectly. I was 100% on board with her.
I honestly think everybody in Massachusetts is going to vote yes on that question, except for the people who are in the legislature. But everybody else is going to vote yes because it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, there'll be like three. It'll be like, you know, 1.3 million to 300.
Yep. But I think yeah. I think we're right across the board, all 5 questions, I think you and I are in agreement.
Yeah, I would say so. I would say so. But, you know, I have these conversations with you all the time. It seems like sometimes I almost call in once a month and I talk about this inflation stuff because sometimes, you know, somebody won't pay attention when I call in and maybe might, you know, miss a point. But we need, because I consistently hear it all the time. I hear it all the time. People complain about inflation. We need to understand where inflation started. Inflation literally started because of deficit spending. In 2020, we tripled the deficit. And this is not the debt, the national cumulative debt. We tripled the annual deficit in 2020. We had triple the amount of dollar bills chasing even fewer products, which has been a conservative economic standard since Reagan, since before Reagan, right? They've been saying that conservative economists have been saying that if you increase your deficit too much and too fast, you're going to cause a spike in inflation. And that's literally what we got in 2020 with COVID. We had a big stimulus on individual checks. You had PPP loan forgiveness. You had massive unemployment insurance out there. And we had a supply side constriction. So you had too few products and too many dollars chasing that. So that causes inflation. And the fact that we tripled the deficit really shows that Keynesian economics, the progressive style economics, is wrong, and that conservative economists have been right this entire time. But the problem with people on the right now is that because it happened during President Trump's term, they don't want to realize it. They do not want to admit it. And progressives will immediately go to the greedy corporations are causing the inflation, because the fact that it was too many dollars chasing too few products puts a thumb in their eye that proves them wrong this entire time. So both sides are trying to blame something else other than the actual problem of money printing. And I consistently see this argument online all the time, and nobody wants to admit it. So yes, your inflation today, that big spike, that 9% spike in inflation that we saw in 2020 or 2021, was literally due to deficit spending during President Trump's presidency. It was the response, because every country, and actually, if you look across the globe, every country approached COVID the same way. Massive government spending. You had too few products and too many dollars, or too many euros, chasing that. That's why you had global inflation. But the problem is that nobody wants to actually, they blame the, you know, Trump supporters blame Biden, which is stupid. And Biden supporters blame corporations, which is equally stupid. It's literally government spending, which has been the talking point and the conservative standard for decades, even under FDR. Right. When FDR was pushing for this after World War II, conservative economists were like, this is going to cause massive inflation. Shockingly, it did. It did during FDR's time, and it did again. And again, because you have the diehards, right? Your partisan politics, your partisanships out there, they ignore it. They ignore the reality.
I mean, and it's a tightrope that Trump has walked, because he's talked about it, you know, and he's. He's pointed to government spending as the cause, but of course not his administration doing it. So he is kind of pointing it out there. The problem is they're doing it with so many dog whistles that the dog whistles are becoming the issue to people more than the fact that the spending that's behind it.
Right. So we have Donald Trump, not Donald Trump himself, but government spending due to COVID in 2020 under Trump and under Biden, because Biden continued it. Caused the problem, and nobody wants to actually fix that issue. Now, going forward, so we know who caused it. We know what caused it. Now, going forward, what's going to happen? Kamala Harris is out here saying that she's going to increase the deficit, because it's bottom line, she will, right? We know that she has big government programs down the pipe that she wants to do and help a lot of people using the government and using taxpayer dollars and printing more money. We do know that Trump will cut that deficit. And what we need to understand is, going forward, the main driver for deficits is going to be your Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. That's what we have to fix. And Kamala Harris will not fix that. I have a feeling that Donald Trump may, and it might cause a lot of pain, and it probably will hurt the party in general if he ever touches those three rails. But the biggest driver of the deficit right now, going forward, is the three big entitlements: Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid.
All right. Well, I got to hold you there, but thank you very much for the call.
All right, Tim.
Have a good weekend. And we got to take a break coming up here in just a moment, but some very good points there, and I think that's the problem is, it's gotten away from logic. And certainly in the next couple of weeks, logic goes out the window. It's going to all be about emotion. It's all going to be about rhetoric. It's all going to be about what makes somebody feel motivated enough to go to the ballot box, feel motivated enough to go and cast a vote. It's not about thinking. It's about feeling, because thinking causes people to And once they drag, it causes them to be reflective before they act. Feeling makes you act right away. And so I think you're going to get a lot of that coming up. A lot of attempts to ramp up the rhetoric and ramp up the emotion. But right now, I'm going to take a break. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemail on the WBSM app. We'll be back in just a few. Friday on my mind by the Easy Beats. It is Friday, and Friday means usually there's something great happening over at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Hudson Avenue in Fairhaven, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy. You can actually sample any item that has a Purple Dot on it on the shelf before you actually make the purchase, but they also have great tasting events. And today and tomorrow, they've got a number of things for you to pop in and try, including tonight, Broken Shed New Zealand Vodka from 3 to 6. Well, this afternoon, 3 to 6. You can try Broken Shed Vodka from New Zealand. You can also try from 4 to 6. Chinola Passion Fruit Liqueur. So that's another thing you can try from 4 to 6. Tomorrow, they're going to have a special tasting event. Mark from Short Path will be there. Short Path Distillery will be there to taste a number of items, including Acadia Gin, which is very good. I had some at one of the last tasting, so good. As well as some of the Short Path Hibiscus Rum, their whiskey, so many great things that they offer from Short Path. That'll be tomorrow from 2:30 to 4:30. And then also tomorrow from 3 to 5, if you haven't tried Shift yet, they will have your chance to sample Shift, which is a flavor shifting cocktail. I had some Shift a couple of weeks ago. It was incredible. We actually brought it with us to the Rob Zombie show. It starts off tasting like one thing, and then it finishes off tasting like another. So it's fun as well as tasty. So all of that happening at Stevie's Wine and Spirits today and tomorrow. Don't forget, while you're there, you can also join the Rackhouse Club, and you can save 10% on all your whiskey and bourbon purchases by being a member of the club, but also you get that special bag every month that has a bottle in it that's worth at least the cost of the monthly membership, sometimes more, as well as some other little gifts and fun stuff and fun events that they plan just for Rackhouse Club members. So come be part of the club with me. Then we get to hang out at some of the special tastings and all of that. So I won't be there tomorrow, but I might come by today. Tomorrow I will be in Sandwich for an event. But the tastings that they have there, you'll usually see me pop up every now and then to try something new and different. That's what I love about Stevie's. They want you to try new things and not just go in there and get the same old all the time. All right, it is time now to go into the newsroom and get all of the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
The leader of Hamas is dead, but war rages on. A veteran outraged after getting kicked off a flight over a shirt. And time for Smile to shine at the box office.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Hopes for a ceasefire in the Middle East are coming to an end as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vows to press on with wars in Gaza and Lebanon. This after President Biden said Thursday that now was a good time for a Gaza ceasefire following the killing of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar a day earlier. With Election Day less than 3 weeks away, former President Trump will hold a rally in downtown Detroit today. Vice President Harris will also be in Michigan campaigning in Oakland County. Trump has insulted Detroit twice in the past few weeks, saying before the Detroit Economic Club last week that if Harris is elected, the entire country will be like Detroit. In Chicago this week, he called Detroit a, quote, horrible city. A Marine Corps veteran says she was humiliated after getting kicked off a Delta Airlines flight because of a T-shirt she was wearing. Catherine Banks was planning to fly out of San Francisco on Wednesday to visit her sister, also a veteran, when a flight attendant told her her shirt was threatening.
And he said, "I don't care about your service, and I don't care about her service." That shirt you're wearing, the only way you're going to get back on the plane is you take it off right now.
The shirt read, "Do not give in to the war within. End veteran suicide." Banks said she had to take off the shirt and put on a sweatshirt. Eventually, she was let back onto the plane, which was delayed, causing her to miss her connecting flight. Delta has not yet responded. Former One Direction singer Liam Payne's cause of death is said to have been multiple trauma and internal and external hemorrhage. Payne died at the age of 31 on Wednesday after falling from his hotel balcony in Argentina. In a statement released on Thursday, his family said, quote, "Liam will forever live in our hearts and we'll remember him for his kind, funny, and brave soul." It's not yet known if the fall was intentional or an accident. Gospel icon and the mother of the late superstar Whitney Houston, Sissy Houston, was remembered yesterday at her hometown church in Newark, New Jersey. Dionne Warwick, Darlene Love, and BeBe Winans joined a massive choir at New Hope Baptist Church. The same church hosted Whitney Houston's funeral a decade ago. Sissy Houston passed away earlier this month at the age of 91.
Something really crazy is happening to me. I need to stop it. But I don't know how.
The sequel to the hit horror film Smile is expected to get off to what could be called a scary good start at the box office. Smile 2 is projected to bring in between $20 and $25 million in its first weekend in theaters. Back in 2022, Smile made over $22 million in its debut. The film follows a pop singer who starts to see disturbing events happening in front of her as she heads out on tour.
WBSM Sports.
Bruins in Salt Lake City on Saturday night to play the Utah Hockey Club. New England Patriots headed to London to play the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday. And the Boston Celtics open their season at TD Garden with the New York Knicks on Tuesday.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Mostly sunny and breezy for your Friday. A high of 61 degrees on the South Coast. Warming trend continues. A sunny weekend ahead with highs climbing to 68 on Saturday, 72 on Sunday, and kicking off the week on Monday with a high of 74. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM. And get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, fella.
How you doing?
How you doing? Pretty good. We've got a windy, hopefully rainy day we've got working on right now. It's like 57 degrees, 60 degrees, something like that right now. Still dark outside. I'm hoping for some rain. We need some rain to clear the skies out, you know? You know, been kind of dry lately, but maybe I asked you to send some of that rain. Did you send some of this or that to the rain you sent to me, or
could very well be? I tried sending some your way. The Gulf Stream doesn't really work that way, but I tried.
Well, I think with a little gumption and a lot of heart, I think that you can get it done, feller. You know, I got faith in you.
I appreciate.
So, yeah. So you went to go see Rob Zombie, you said?
Yeah, back in September.
Okay, all right. That was where you went. That's where you went, and I remember you talking about it. All right. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was great. We saw him and Alice Cooper and who else? Ministry and Filter. It was a great show.
Oh. A bunch of dark artists, you know. Not dark like Flavor Flav, but, you know, darker than that, you know. Bells. Well, you know, it could be worse things to be watching. You know, so did you see how that One Direction kid died?
Yeah. Weird.
Yeah, I guess One Direction, okay. No. But is that too soon?
Yeah, too soon.
Okay, all right, curses. Well, that's all, you know. And Brenda, One Direction's been, and I haven't heard anything new from them for what? Is that Nick Lachey's group, right?
Nick Lachey was, 98 Degrees. Yeah, this is, Niall Horan and, who's the other guy there, the big guy, the became the big, big star from them, Harry Styles.
Oh, yeah, that's right, One Direction. Harry Styles. Remember when I told you how back when they had the Grammys here in Las Vegas, and these kids, it was one of the oldest kids, this girl had like maybe 24, it was between 16 and 24 years old. They said, "Hey, did you see how the One Direction is going to make that blind black guy famous by singing with him?" Talking about Stevie Wonder.
Right.
And they didn't know, you know, he was singing Suspicious, you know, I guess what song that, whatever, they were singing that song, you know, and it's like, they didn't know who Stevie Wonder was. And that's a shame. I said, you guys got to listen to this. So I had all these girls sit around and listen to Stevie Wonder, like, "Isn't She Lovely?" Oh, that's a beautiful song. And Stevie Wonder, like I said, I've seen him quite a few times. I've never been upset with or disappointed in any of the shows I've seen with him. Like I said, I love Stevie Wonder. Like I said, and it's like, it seems like to lose something, lose as a gift or, and it makes everything else better in your life. It makes everything else like your knowledge of keys and the music and stuff, pinpoint like that makes everything that much better. You know, it's sad, but if you had to lose one gift, you know, one sight or whatever, one thing, what would you want? What would you want to lose to have everything else heightened?
I think I always struggle with this question and this thought, but I think if I had to lose something, I mean, and if taste couldn't be one of the options, because that'd be the easiest one. But if that wasn't an option, I think I'd probably say I'd want to be, well, I don't want to be anything, but I would rather be deaf than blind.
I would rather not be either one of them, but I would think like maybe a sense of smell. Well, like I said,
I'd be fine without that.
Or touch, you know what I mean? Like, "Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, little puppy." No, you don't have to touch him a little hard. Okay. I think that would be the case. I would hate to do that. I remember literally going for like 3 days. I was blindfolded and stuff like that, and pretended I was blind. I remember walking to the Walgreens, and with my stick, the folding stick, and people stopped there. They were stopping, watching me walk, and they were like, "Somebody said, watch, you gonna get hit." They were like putting money out there. Somebody's betting that I was gonna get hit by a car. But I made it through all the way safely, knock on wood.
Blind people amaze me, and the fact that they can still navigate the world without the ability of sight, I find it to be so incredible what they do. And I know how much it must be a challenge for them to be able to do it, but you see them do it what appears to be easily, but you know that it's not. So I have a friend who is blind, and I spent some time with her and saw kind of how she has to navigate her way through the world and how people take advantage of her. And it was heartbreaking to see that, but then also, you know, inspirational to see how she fights her way through all that.
Was it like with money? Did like change back? Like, is that what
come that,
like,
that, the- that actually happened right in front of me, where, you know, she pulled out money and she said, you know, "Is this a 20 before she gave it to somebody. And I was like, how many people must take advantage of her all the time?
And did they, wasn't a 20 or was she, no, five, it's five. What did they say to her?
No, it was a 20. She was right. Yeah. But I mean, there was a local bar. I won't say which one, but there was a local bar where the bartender didn't have the best eyesight, and people would always lie to him and say, "Oh, I gave you a 20. You got to give me back change for a 20 when they gave him a five. So like,
jeez.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. And you want to make you a drink. Okay. Here you go. Here's a drink. Yeah. So, you know, that's sad. But you think about how many people take advantage of them. And like I said, and what kind of person are you going to take advantage of somebody in that position?
Exactly.
That that doesn't say much for you as a person, let alone supposed to be a friend or something like that. That does not bode well for your future and your future relationships. You know, that's something you look at that. I've seen that happen too many times. And I remember, never mind. It's sad. But I've been times I like to pretend like I was blind, and I think I told you about this beforehand. I went to a house party, and this girl I went there with, she said, She said, okay. She said, I want you to pretend to be blind. I was okay. I started pretending like I'm the chick from Hello. You know, Hello. She got headaches doing that, pretending she's blind. And so, you know, Lionel Richie's song. So she said, I want you to see how many This is her words. Let me see how many boobies you can touch without getting in trouble. Nah. And so I was like, oh, falling on everywhere, grabbing everybody, and they're like, sorry. Do that guys that so they wouldn't feel left out or anything like that too. So, but I had like a bunch of them. They said, oh, he's so adorable. Won't you bring him back with you next time we have a party? I had them giving me their numbers. I said, I can't see it. I said, but I can try. I kind of feel how you wrote it down. I guess, oh, is that what it is? But I can see very clearly. But I was like, oh, that was so much fun. You know, my misspent youth.
All right, well, I got to hold you there because I got to take a break. But before I let you go, I got to ask you, Lamone, did you know that our girl is back?
Yeah, our girl? When'd she get back?
This week. So you know who I'm talking about.
I was thinking about the baby. You know,
No. Heather Wade. Heather Wade is back.
Oh, where's she at?
Doing on her Kingdom of Nigh website. She's doing the show on there at night.
Did you talk to her?
I have not, no. But I saw that she is back, so you can check out her show at night.
Have you seen the show? You haven't heard anything about her?
I haven't talked to her. She's been very busy. She's working for Jimmy Church now, so she's very busy.
She's got her hands in the church, yeah. Chicken. Like I said, yeah, I like that. Well, I don't want to talk about Heather. I guess she's still out here then, I guess. You know, maybe she's out there.
Yeah, as far as I know, she is, yeah.
I thought Aaron went back to the Philippines with the kids.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. No. I think that's what happened. And, maybe she came back.
Maybe Heather moved into the main house now. Who knows?
Yeah, we used to have her in the outhouse. No.
The outbuilding, yeah. Belongs. All right. Yeah, well, I got to hold you there. I got to take this break. You have a great weekend.
No spooky this weekend?
No spooky. I'll be on the Cape this weekend doing an event.
What did they name the baby? What did Stephanie name the baby?
I don't know if they've made that public, so I don't want to put it out there if they haven't.
Puck Wedgie 2?
Not Puck Wedgie 2. No.
There it is. All right.
You have a good weekend.
I guess I lost $5 on that bet. Okay.
All right.
God
take it
bless
easy.
Everybody out there. And I'm sure glad I finally got a chance to get through and let everybody hear my voice. It got a hankering for some
right, because I was people were definitely waiting for. All right. Hold on, Lamone. You have a great day. Have a great weekend. All right. We got to take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments. 508-996-0500. And you know who is fighting authority? Dash Laundromat. They're fighting the authority of what you think a laundromat really is. So for them, it's not about being the same old, same old. And I'm serious about this. At Dash Laundromat, they want to make doing your laundry as fun as it can be. And I know it's not a fun thing, right? But it's actually fun for them. They enjoy it and they want you to enjoy it as well. That's why they have a brightly lit brand new machine, state-of-the-art equipment, fast, quiet. You can actually come in. You can watch a movie on your tablet, your laptop, your phone. You can watch their TVs. They have Disney Plus for the kids. You can do all kinds of things while you're doing your laundry at Dash. But maybe you get in there and you don't, your favorite machine is already in use. Or maybe you get in there and you realize, oh, wait, I actually don't, I got somewhere I got to be. You can drop off your laundry at Dash. You can use their locker service where you leave it in the locker, they'll wash, dry, fold it, they'll put it back in the locker, and you can pick it up when it's convenient for you. It's really great for people that have off schedules and can't get to a laundromat during the hours that it's open. So you can have them do the work for you, and you can pick it up and drop it off when it works for you. You can also get pickup and delivery to your home or your office, although I don't know if you want to bring your dirty clothes to the office. Wouldn't it be weird if you walked into your office and you saw one of your coworkers going through them? But they'll do that. They'll pick it up and drop it off there if that's what you need. Whatever they can do to make laundry as enjoyable, laundry day as enjoyable for you as it is for them. There's lots of great options at Dash, and that's the most important thing. That's why I want you to download the Dash Laundromat app. You can get it from your app store. Download the Dash Laundromat app and just start looking through and seeing all the great things that it offers. And then see if there isn't a better way for you to be doing your laundry. And it's not expensive. We're talking just a little bit more than it would have cost you to run it in the machine yourself. And really, what price can you put on your time? So 50 cents a pound more than what you were going to pay to do it yourself? Well worth it. So check out the Dash Laundromat app. Follow Dash Laundromat on social media. They're always putting up great, fun things and videos. And right now they're actually looking for part-time help. So maybe you do love doing your laundry. You do enjoy doing laundry. You could work at Dash. And also, one other thing. Jason over there was telling me he really wants to be part of the local business community. I mean, he already is, but he wants to be more involved. He wants to be the place where if you have a business that needs laundry done, he wants to be the one to do it for you. So reach out to them and say, hey, we've got tablecloths at our restaurant that really need to be laundered. We need uniforms that need to be laundered. Whatever it may be, reach out to Dash. Talk to them. They can work something out with you. Because, as Jason told me when I was there doing the show from there, he just really loves laundry. So check out Dash Laundromat. Make sure you download that app and visit them at their location, One State Road in Dartmouth. I never thought that I would get excited about Laundry Day, but I do now that I have Dash doing it for me. All right, I've got to take one final break here this hour, 508-996-0500. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a few.
Heard me about. They said my friends were just an unruly mob, and I should get a haircut and get a real job. Get a haircut and get a real job. Clean your act up and don't be a slob. Get it together like your big brother.
Joke's on them. I didn't get a real job. I work in radio. But I did get a haircut eventually. I used to have hair down to my shoulders when I was a kid. But it kind of was more of a mullet than it was long hair all the way around. And it curled out at the end. I actually tried to grow my hair long again a couple of years ago. And got it pretty good. I got it, you know, kind of down to my chin in the back, and then the front was getting close to that, but I ended up cutting it. I guess long hair isn't a good look on me, but that's fine. It took me years to find a haircut that works, and I guess the one that I have now kind of works, so I'll just stick with that. I don't even say anything to my barber anymore. I just go in and say, hey, Walter, how you doing? And he's like, hey, and I sit down. He just starts cutting. He knows what to do. Sometimes I have to say, can you just go a little bit shorter around the sides, because I know I'm not going to get back here next month. It's going to take me a little bit longer. So, but other than that, I got a haircut, but did I get a real job? I don't know. I get to talk to you every weekday morning, and I get to talk about ghosts and go out and look for ghosts and have all kinds of spooky fun. It's not really a real job. And even when it can feel like work, sometimes I say, you know what? Still get it pretty easy.